What was the first Christmas like? The nativity stories in the Bible don't pretend that it was easy for Mary or Joseph or indeed for the baby Jesus. It was a troubled affair and it involved dangerous journeys. It was a humble time with no proper living conditions and the baby lying in a feeding trough. There were relationship problems between the happy couple, with Joseph not long having been wanting to break off the engagement because he believed that Mary was an adulteress. There's no idyllic scene painted either by Matthew or Luke that gives the raw details of how bad life really was, and bad for poor people in a country occupied with foreign troops and a mad dictator Herod. We need to remember the lives of Mary and Joseph, the travel they had to do, the cruel taxes and the census that was involved. The child of Mary was born into a world where violence, famine, disease, poverty, unemployment and death were just part of normal life. Make no mistake, the holy couple were in a state of fear and anxiety that first Christmas. This Christmas is probably one of the Christmases with the most uncertainty surrounding it that I can remember. I think sales have begun even earlier than normal. The well-off have been spending less. The poor are feeling really quite vulnerable. Those with jobs cling on to them because we all know that things are uncertain. What's life like for you at the moment? Are you experiencing financial worries or relationship difficulties, or are you frightened of the future for lots of other different reasons? Well, that's what the first Christmas was all about. It's no surprise to God that we go through all of this trouble and anxiety and fear in our lives. It's the kind of thing that Jesus experienced. That's the kind of world into which he was born. Every Christmas I have to watch it when I sing Away in a Manger. It's a beautiful carol. But that line, the little Lord Jesus, no crying he makes, is just so utterly at odds to everything that the Christian gospel stands for. You know, Jesus was a refugee with a death sentence. He wept, he grieved, he knew hunger, he knew thirst, and he knew fear. If church somehow pretends that good Christian people are protected through life's journeys, if they've got some kind of bubble wrap around them, then we've nothing to say of value to our society, nothing to say to each other. It's hard to sing with the heavenly choirs at Christmas, but we do so knowing that things were no better on that first Christmas night than they are today. Probably a lot, lot worse. But we can sing because we don't need to pretend with God that things are better than they really are. The Christian message of God in Jesus being born into the human situation reminds us that there is a God in whom we can trust in spite of the worst woes of the world. God doesn't protect us from the trials of human life, but God does promise to share them with us, to be part of our existence in this muck and mess, and also part of the change that's needed. God is in there with us, taking the risks. And the Christmas story tells us that God has not given up, nor will he ever. The Archbishop of Canterbury, in his Christmas message this year, said, "I'm not going away is one of the most important things we can ever hear. We hear it from someone at our bedside in illness or at a shared drink at a time of depression or stress or at a moment when we wonder what's happening around us. This is the heart of what Christmas says about God." So at the birth of Jesus, God is saying, "I'm not going away. I'm with you through the rough and the tough, through the difficult times. And as we walk in the midst of life's troubles and woes, it's then that we most keenly know his peace and love." Amen.